The recording has started. You may proceed.
Fuck. Thank you very much, Lawrence. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the CWG on Country and Territory Names as TLDs on the 18th of May 2015. On the call today, we have Olga Savalli, Ron Sherwood, Heather Forrest, Cheryl Langdonau, Maxime Alzober, Carlos Gutierrez, Yoki Bracken, Jab Akahis, Anbeth Lang, Robin Gross, Colin O'Brien, and Susan Payne. We have received an apology from Yuri Pagueri. And from staff, we have Bart Boswinkle, Lars Hoffman, Ozan Zahin, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Heather.
Thank you very much, Natalie. And Annabeth Wood, we see that your sound is back on. If you haven't heard the introduction that Natalie just gave, well, perhaps you won't hear me in any event.
That's all right. I've heard it before. It's okay.
Good. Perfect, Annabeth. Perfect. Good morning, everyone, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, as it were. It's morning here in Australia. Thank you very much for joining our call today for the Coast Community Working Group for framework for the use of country and territory names as TLDs. We have our agenda in the Adobe room there on the right. We've done our item number one, and we'll move swiftly on to item number two, which is our review of achievements. And just to introduce this item on the agenda, in our last meeting 2 Mondays ago, we met and determined that it would be helpful to have some further revisions to the context, in particular sections of our strawman options paper, and bring in the CCTLD perspective in particular, and if you like, modernize the information. The draft that we have in front of us on the screen is prepared in large part by Bart and Annabeth. And it was circulated on Saturday. I confess I haven't looked at it as closely as I would like to. I've looked at it, but my day job took off yesterday, so I haven't read it line by line. But what I would like to do is turn to Bart, and Bart may ask for comments along the way to explain the changes that have been made. So, Bart, if you're willing to do that, over to you, please.
Yes, no problem at all. Thank you, Heather, and good evening all, and good day, effectively, because it's early your morning, I know. Let me explain what I've done. That's probably the easiest, because this is just my, based on the call, I promised Annabeth to assist her in running through it, but say at one point I started editing, and I thought, now this might be useful for the whole group to look at. What I've done effectively is rearrange the introductory, let me scroll through it, because the introductory text, so that section one until page, say until page 8, I've rearranged it slightly. I've included, say, a little bit of additional language, but what I've done is I've put a lot of the text, detailed text, into the annex at the end of the document. That's Annex B. In order to, because how to express it? Say the flow of the reasoning was interrupted by the detailed text going into all the details of the, the reservation working group at the time. So, but the main conclusions and et cetera are still included, including what ended up in the African guidebook. And what you will see right now, and I hope this is visible, yes, the current definitions in the African guidebook are now in a text frame. And this is the what was in the African guidebook of June 2012. That's the latest version I have seen. And what's also included in a text frame, and which is different, is, and I've asked Jaap to assist me in updating this, is how how the ISO 3166 MA is assigning two letter codes to country and territory names. That's one part of it. And the second part of it, and that's probably the introductory part of it, is how do countries and territories or and their subdivisions end up on the ISO 3166 list? Because I think if you would look at the country and territory definitions in the African guidebook, they all, at the end of the day, refer to the ISO 3166 list and dash one list. So it, I think once and for all, to at least to bring some clarity around that discussion, is it is important that people understand how names of countries, or effectively how countries and territories enter into or get listed, and how the MA assigns two letter codes to these countries and territories. The reason for this, if you go back, and this is just a little bit of backtracking, is if you look at the, and it's now called the formative, I've renamed it the formative years, is how the use of names evolved over time, and especially how country and territory names or two letter codes got used in the DNS. It's just a historical overview, and I think that the real turning point is ROC 1591 for two reasons. First of all, it's still the core policy document for the, say, a delegation, redelegation of CCTLDs, but also, and that's for this working group probably far more important, it is made very clear, and that hasn't changed since that time, is how the ISO 3166-1 list is viewed at. And the core is, and you can read it yourself, the IANA is not in the business of deciding what is and what is not a territory. And the ISO 3166 was selected at the time because there was a mechanism, and that mechanism is still there. So therefore, the text frame. So that's the, and then move into the, post RFC 1591. So how country and territory names were used post RFC 1591, and that's what you can read as well. Now, in order, and that's part of the discussions of the co-chairs as well, what you can see is the introductory text of the position paper has I've added a little bit of language, first of all explaining again what the goal of this working group is, because I think the proposed text is it's all the option paper all derives from the purpose and goal of this cross community working group. So that's what I've included as well, and a brief introductory text to effectively section one of the option paper, explaining why this overview, or at least why, in my view, the overview is important to understand the evolution and why the evolution needs to be documented in order to understand the complexities around the use of country and territory names as TLDs. So that's the major changes of the document.
Bart, thank you very much. It's a tremendous amount of work that's been done. Thank you to you and to Annabeth and to Yap. I wonder if either Annabeth or perhaps we'll start with Annabeth. Annabeth, would you like to make any comments on the draft, on where we are now? Annabeth might have dropped off to fix her sound issues. Yap, would you like to comment on the current status of the draft, if you like?
Yes. I hope you can hear me now. I like the separation of the current working of the ISO 3166 with the rest, because I got the impression that things are all the time running into each other, and just make it separate between frame or blob makes life much easier. I didn't have time to rewrite the text because I had a conference, but I will do that this week in combination with Byte. But I think, to me, it looks more clear, but I'm not sure what other people think about it.
Thank you. Yep. Would anyone else like to comment on the document?
Cheryl here, Heather. Sorry, I was typing and decided it's probably easier for me to talk. yep. Just double checking the rewrite. You're talking about the page 6 text. Is that correct?
Yeah, sorry, Cheryl. Say again.
I was just checking
I was looking for the number. Yeah, the create out part on page says still contains text, which is more going into history than into what it is now. And that needs to be more reflect what current state is.
The update. Thank you. I just wanted to check that was correct. That was my assumption, but I just wanted to make sure that was correct. Cheryl, for the record again, and while I've got the microphone, Heather, I just want to say I think these changes are excellent. I don't actually get to see the markup until it's displayed, because the open source software I use doesn't show me the red line, so the changes aren't seen. So I just sort of read it raw over the weekend, and now having exactly what changes are in text popping out at me, I appreciate it even more, but it certainly gets my support. Thanks.
Cheryl and others, let me be clear. It was because I shifted so much text around, I didn't want to get you colorblind or overwhelmed by all the colors. And did not send you the real red line version. But probably
I would have seen it if you did.
and so what I'll do after this call, so tomorrow morning my time, I will send you a comparison document with a clean version of the 1st of May version that was displayed and this version, so you have a sense of what has changed.
This is Heather Bart. That's super helpful. Cheryl, thank you very much for your comments. I agree. It's an incredible amount of work that's happening in between each call and in the last 2 weeks. Bart has carried the load here. Olga, I see your question there to know if members of the CCWG can comment on the new revised text. By all means, that's you're welcome to make a comment now if you'd like to, or if you need more time to review, to do that on the list. If you'd like to speak now, we'll go right ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. This is Olga Cavalli from Argentina, from the GAC. Just wanted to know, and congratulations to Bart and to Annabeth and to Jab for doing a great job. I honestly had no time to review the document in detail. Would it be possible to have some days to review it and eventually do some comments if it's necessary or not? That's the question. And if it's yes, the answer, how much time we have, how many days we have for doing that? That's my question.
Thank you, Olga. This is Heather. Our work is always just a work in progress. By all means, you can comment at any time. This context for background information has been a work in progress since roughly after Singapore. And I suppose if we turn to item 3 in the agenda, one of the goals that I have discussed with Carlos and Annabeth in the context of our co-chair call is to perhaps have this in a reasonably solid state, which isn't to say that it can't go back and be tinkered with, but to have a reasonably solid state by Buenos Aires. So there's still plenty of time to make comments on this. It is certainly never suggested that a document comes out and you know, the next call is the last time to discuss that. So please feel free to make comments when that suits you. And Bart, I see your hand. Please go ahead.
Yes, say, Olga, if you have comments, please do not comment on the text frame on page 6, what we just discussed, because that needs to be updated. We know it needs to be updated. And say the other text parts, so because this will be updated, the other parts will be updated or need to be updated if you think so, or can be updated if you want to, or for further discussion. So it's not just you, but it's also other members of the cross-community working group, of course.
Thank you, Bart. This is Heather. What I would suggest that we do, given that we haven't had that many days to review the text, is perhaps I'll make a call here for any final comments or questions or concerns about the context or what we've identified in the agenda as the introduction, and then maybe we move on to two-letter codes. So would anyone like to make any final comments on the work, the substantive work that's been on the introduction? Don't see any hands.
Heather, Carlos hands it.
Yes.
Carlos,
yes.
Hands it, hand is up.
Good. Carlos, please, go ahead. Carlos, if you can hear us, go right ahead.
Carlos, you're on mute.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Carlos.
Can you hear
hi.
Me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. Yes.
So, thanks again to Bart for this incredible work. And reading the introduction just over the weekend, I have the following reaction. We have a wonderful piece of work, which is this documentation of what's happening with country and territory names. I don't want to set the objective of the paper as the objective of the working group. I don't know how to explain this difference. I mean, it was necessary to document this situation that in the past there was one system for country names and one system for TLDs, and these two systems got merged through the new GTLDs. And I think we should should really finish this paper by Buenos Aires, but don't expect the objective of the paper to be the objective of the working group. The paper is wonderful. It sets the whole situation, and then we need to go into a discussion what happens now that we got mixed up and the two-letter codes and three-letter codes of the ISO list aren't enough anymore, and then we need to discuss what's next. I don't know if I could make myself clear, but we have two different levels. The paper, which is necessary because it will introduce more people to the issues, and then after rounding it up into a full paper for Buenos Aires, that we have to ask ourselves what the working group is going to do next after this great paper.
This is Heather.
Thank you.
Carlos, thank you very much. Do I, just to clarify, do I understand your comment to be that this paper, let's say, documents our work, but producing this paper isn't the sole object of our CCWG?
It was the necessary first step. Otherwise, we could not have started. But we should then start thinking what the objective of the working group is beyond this situation paper, beyond this research. Right. That's what I wanted to say, Heather.
Very, very helpful. And Carlos, again, this is Heather. Do you have specific comments? You raised them in our co-chairs call about our objective, let's say. Is this a good time to ask about that?
No, I think we should really go thoroughly through the paper and wrap it up with the section on the two-letter codes and the names and towards the Buenos Aires meeting. And everybody, please keep in the back of your head what has happened and how we're going to come out with some constructive proposals for a broader group after Buenos Aires, hopefully.
Understood. This is Heather. Thank you, Carlos. Annabeth, please, go ahead. Annabeth, it's very difficult to hear you. I heard maybe two words, and now I'm afraid we've lost you, I think.
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yes, it is. Perfect. Thank you. Good.
Yes, very good now.
Okay. I have problems with my net tonight, so I'm sorry for that. What I try to say is that I agree with Carlos that what these weeks or months we have talked together about this has shown is that the objective we started with and the scope we started with has developed through the work, and we see other things in our work that we have to perhaps amend or adjust the objective before we go on. And what we have discussed in our co-chair in teleconferences is exactly that these are two things. The one thing is, what is exactly country and territory names and what do we mean with that? Is the definition from the applicant guidebook still valid, or should we have other definition of what's included in country and territory names? And the next question will be to discuss how to treat these country and territory names. And since the GAC also have taken a wider perspective, we have to discuss how should this be blended together, or should we have two groups? Or so it's a lot of confusion out there just now. So we have a lot of work to do with that as well.
Thank you, Annabeth. This is Heather, and I see Cheryl's agreement and Carlos' agreement in the Adobe room. Indeed, and I think one of the things that we should spend some time on today is indeed talking about Buenos Aires and how we present our work to that state. Annabeth, can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Good. Perfect.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I
indeed.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Good. We can all say yes at the same time. I think that's our job for Buenos Aires, is get ourselves to a point where there is a deliverable, that deliverable being the background story, let's say, and hopefully our work on two-letter codes as well, that mm-hmm. shows yeah. the community we've made progress in a difficult issue. It shows the community that we have something to show for our work, and then we move on from there. As you and Carlos have suggested, we say, look, we've achieved this part of our work, and what do we do now? Where do we go from here? One of the things that we've talked about in the context of the co-chair's call is the fact that our charter is very broadly worded. What it is that we do, it was intentionally broadly worded, and this use of the term framework suggests that it's really up to us what we come up with in the end, that this wasn't a predetermined outcome, that we decide what framework means and that we decide how we go forward. And on the one hand, that I suppose makes me personally a little bit nervous in a sense that we can come up with anything. On the other hand, I suppose it's beneficial to have that flexibility. So we're not in a position really to talk about framework as such until we really understand what the roadmap is ahead, what it looks like, and having reflected on what we've done in the context of the background information, the introduction, and the two-letter codes, the hope has always been that once we get those things sorted, that gives us a bit of confidence and a bit of a platform from which to deal with some more difficult questions. So that, I suppose, dips our toe into item three in the agenda. Cheryl, I see your agreement there. That's helpful. If we don't have any further comments on the introductory section, and bearing in mind that we do have another meeting before Buenos Aires to discuss that, so any comments are very gratefully received between now and the next meeting. Let's turn our attention perhaps to the two-letter codes, and if I might ask you to scroll, do we have Natalie? Is scrolling free, or am I scrolling for everyone?
This is Lars. The scrolling is free.
Super. Thank you, Lars. Very helpful. If I can then suggest that you scroll within the Adobe Room to our section on two-letter country codes, which starts on page 16, I believe, yes. We have the formula, if you like, for the way that this straw man was set out, was to talk about a few discrete items for each of these categories of representations. The first one being two-letter codes. One, we were talking about simply the scope of that discussion. So what is the precise parameter of name or representation of name that's being dealt with in this section? The status quo, meaning what is the current policy within ICANN for the use of this category of name as top-level domain. We have an identification of issues. And then we have possible options. And we didn't talk about this section terribly much in the call just before this one, because we were fairly well focused on the introductory section. But you'll recall perhaps that two calls ago, I believe, I was asked to revisit the options and try and word them a little bit more clearly, a little bit more cohesively. So now is our time to discuss these two-letter codes. And if anyone has any questions or concerns about the text that's here, bearing in mind we haven't really focused on this text for a few weeks, then I welcome those questions now. Does anyone have any questions? None immediately. Bart, can I confirm with you, you didn't do terribly much in this section either, did you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No. So we haven't really tinkered with this text in a few weeks. Thanks, Bart, for your confirmation. With that in mind, does anyone have... Ah, yes, Cheryl, please. Go ahead.
Thanks, Cheryl, for the record. Just strikes me that there's some sage-like wisdom here that we need to maybe pop out. For example, the note about the misuse of the -2 list, the terminologies there. Because you've got box text earlier on page 6, I'm just making a stylistic point, I think we should use similar sorts of formatting tools to pop out to the audience that may very well just be scanning this document as opposed to reading it line by line. Because some of these you know, single sentences are vitally important to help cut through the confusion that we're trying to hopefully have not around at the end of our process. So I just wanted to say that some things like that second paragraph, single sentence note, I'd like to see somehow popped in a way that just stands out of the page, and obviously we'll also put it in the abstract. But, that's just my immediate reaction there. And it'll happen at other points in the document as well. Thanks.
This is Heather. Cheryl, thank you for that comment. I think that's extremely helpful. The formatting, I think, is improving as we go, and Bart has a very good idea to use these text blocks, and the intention is to even do them in such a way that they are quite eye-catching, as you suggest. We have some sort of shading behind them and this sort of thing, and we'll continue to work on that along the way, and if we don't see formatting in a particular meeting, then we'll start and come back to it. So thank you very much. Anyone else have any comments about what we have here for two-letter country codes? Anyone else have any concerns, let's say, as to, or perhaps addition to that? Annabeth, yes, please.
Everyone that's following the discussion and sitting in the group from different stakeholder groups could go through these potential options that we've tried to make to get some ideas from the different stakeholder groups, what they think could be the good things about the different options we have put out. So it's much easier if we get something in these boxes to discuss it. And it might be different views from different perspectives, and we have different experience. So if it be possible for the group to give this some thought until next time and put some text in, that would be helpful. So we are not doing all this by ourselves. It's the stakeholder groups we are working together with.
This is Heather. Annabeth, I think it's a fantastic idea, absolutely fantastic. It's very hard to draft on the fly. We've said that in other calls. And indeed, these areas, the word choice is important, the experience is important. We have two chartering organizations within this cross-community working group and indeed other groups within ICANN that have joined us. And I think that's a very helpful way to progress things, is to go back to our organizations and ask for input here. So perhaps that's something that we've set for a goal for the next call, is that each group comes forward with suggestions, the GNSO, the CCNSO. In particular, we're particularly responsible for the Cross Community Working Group as chartering organizations, but any other group that might like to make some comments and additions to this space, that will only make the document more robust. To the extent that we have differences about benefits and burdens, then we can identify those here. Perhaps perhaps the text box is too simple for whatever we come up with as text. But I think, Annabeth, it's a fantastic suggestion. Does anyone have any concerns or comments about Annabeth's suggestion?
Sorry, Cheryl here. I'm typing again and didn't raise my hand. I'll type it anyway. I was just wondering, to make that piece of work, which I think is an important and very useful piece of work, Annabeth, easier, is it possible for staff to extract that table, which runs over two pages on the current document, so that we can take that to as an excerpt and have the input worked on, and then get all of those bits and pieces back to be aggregated before the next call.
Mm-hmm. This is Heather. Cheryl, thank you. That's very helpful. And Lars, thank you for your comment. Carlos, we've got some stylistic comments here about how that could best be done. I think that's very helpful. It's true. Having this sitting on page 16 or 18 or wherever it is, isn't ideal, let's say, for turning around answers on this particular point. So I think that's a very helpful approach. So we'll note that. Annabeth, please, go ahead. Or is that perhaps an old hand?
Yeah, I wrote it, actually. I wondered if we get input from the different stakeholders and interested parties, if they can managed to give it some thought and send it in to Lars. When do you need it, Lars, to be able to make a paper where we can see the different options coming in for discussion? That would make it much easier when we talk together in 2 weeks.
I don't know, very quickly, so the next call would be Monday, the 1st of June. So if we want to give people time to review it, I think Wednesday 27th,
yeah,
would be a good deadline, and then we'd have it out for sure by Friday at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday 22nd of May would be a deadline.
Could I ask, is it the same time on the 1st, or is that the morning call?
It's yet to be determined. Normally we say now we alternate between calls, so the next one will be a morning call again, but we at the end of the agenda,
Lars, thank you. This is Heather. I think that is helpful. I think we acknowledge, so it's by next Wednesday. I think that's helpful. We aim for next Wednesday. We acknowledge the fact that we bump up against the work that's happening around IANA transition and very busy timetables and very busy schedules and this sort of thing. I think what we do is we aim for next Wednesday. We see how we go. Let's say we're trying and push quite hard. Helpful that we have we have a GNSO council meeting this week, so Carlos and I can expedite that. But that said, the council meeting isn't until Thursday, so we'll see how we go. We shall do our best, and again, I suppose aim for having this in a reasonable state by Buenos Aires if we can. But I think it's an excellent suggestion. With that, perhaps, unless there are other comments on this, I think it's probably sensible to turn to item 3 in the agenda, which is exactly that, to talk in concrete terms about our planning for the next ICANN meeting. Does anyone have any concerns before we move on? No, I hear no concerns. See no one's hand raised. With that in mind, then, we have Lars, help me. We said we have 2 meetings before BA. Is that correct?
This is Lars. Well, we have the next meeting on the 1st of May, of June, I'm sorry, it's in a fortnight. And then the 2 weeks after that would be the 15th, which is the pre-ICANN week. which normally is when people travel, although it's obviously a Monday. So we could either try it then, or we could also just have, as an exception, a meeting on the 1st and then the 8th, if there's any leftover items before BA.
That's helpful. Thank you, Lars. This is Heather. And that's true. Let's not get tied up in that week before, because people are traveling and this sort of thing. So my suggestion then would be that in terms of this document, we'll make a 3.0, if you like, in the agenda. In terms of this, and indeed, Carlos, you're right about timing. In terms of this document, what I would suggest we do is this. If you have comments to make on the context, please, we have the text in front of us, please try as best you can to make those between now and the next meeting on the 1st of June. Again, not to say that would be set in stone, but it would be helpful for the purposes of the next meeting and making progress to have those comments between then and now. We'll extract this table and send this around, and we'll aim to have comments on this by the 27th, so in advance of our next meeting. What I anticipate is then that those comments, any comments received, would be circulated immediately prior or a few days prior to our next meeting, which will put us in roughly the same position we're in now, where we're looking at a draft that many of us haven't had as fulsome a chance to review as we like. We'll do what we can in the next meeting. We'll acknowledge the changes that have been made. If any contributions, if anyone has any questions around any of the contributions, we'll ask those in that meeting. And I think then we move forward into the ICANN face-to-face meeting, prepared to perhaps not decide, but to make some, comments in a more hearty way, affirming or denying the options and the work that we've done. Forgive me, my brain is struggling. I've done a poor job of articulating that. In any event, I think what we need to do is get to Buenos Aires and be in a position where we have a text that we can say, yes, I agree with that, no, I don't agree with that, and move forward and perhaps start, to the extent that we have that disagreement, carving out where agreement lies and where there are points of difference and this sort of thing. And then that, along with item 3.1, Cheryl, it's early in the morning here. I see this conversation about what time zone, and I'm getting grumpy. Let's talk about our next meeting. Annabeth, I see your comment. So let's actually add that to any other business rather than have the stream of chat at the moment. Progress report. So my comment is this. We'll add this potential options table. We'll circulate that around. We'll get the feedback. And that, along with the work that we achieved, we'll plug that back in before Buenos Aires, and we'll have a draft then of this options paper that largely is the front end, that is the context and that is two-letter codes. We'll take that and then work together a progress report. You may remember that back at the end of last year, we put together, with staff's help, Bart in particular, put together a progress report to update the community at large as to where we were in our work. So I think we'd aim for that after our meeting in Buenos Aires, assuming we get done what we need to do between then and now. And that really updates the community coming out of our face-to-face meeting. I think we do quite well in getting things done in face-to-face meetings where we are. Susan asked, do we know when our meeting would be in Buenos Aires? Lars, can you help me out on that one, please? I think we're Monday.
Sorry, Heather, I just had to unmute you. Yes, indeed. Your memory is right. It's Monday the 22nd, and I believe it's from 1 to 2.30, so an hour and a half. But, you know, all the timings are, still with a pinch of salt. Nothing is confirmed yet, but this is what we ask for and what we've promised. Been promised, right. In fact.
Thank you very much, Lars. This is Heather. That keeps us out of constituency day, which is difficult. We've had a bit of a bit of challenge in trying to fit in our working group now that there's, let's say, more interest in what we're doing, fit it into a time where there isn't 16 other things on and other responsibilities. So that's, as soon as we have firmed up our time for Buenos Aires, our face-to-face, we will circulate that on the list. Anyone have any concerns then about my poorly articulated goals for Buenos Aires being let's do what Annabeth very rightly suggests, let's pull out this table on potential options, let's finish up the comments to the best that we can on the introduction, let's go to Buenos Aires, let's talk about those things and say thumbs up, thumbs down, and let's put together a progress report to update the community on where we are at that point.
Cheryl here, very briefly, thanks. Just with the timings on meetings and things in Buenos Aires, as usual with the middle year meeting, that is the most intense time for the nominating committee, and if it clashes with one of my non-COP appointment issues, obviously I'll tender my apologies, but if Lars gets the date out to us as early as possible, as soon as it's firmed up, then as a calendar invite or whatever, then I can but try. But the June meeting is always the worst to try and get anything other than quadruple booking. So my standing apology for the June meeting, I suspect. Thanks.
This is Heather. Cheryl, thank you very much, and that you managed to fit us in at all, and you're always a regular participant in the calls. It's very much appreciated. So we'll gladly have you when we can have you, and if not, we'll miss your absence, but look forward to your comments along the way. With that, item 3.2, which is interaction with the GAC working group, one of the points that came out of Singapore was from across the community was how can our group and the GAC working group better work together. Perhaps, Olga, this is an opportune time to turn to you and ask you for your thoughts on that. How can your group and our group work better together, please?
Thank you, Heather. This is Olga Cavalli for the record again. Well, what I did for the moment is to share some minutes that Tom Dale helped me preparing after the last conference call that I participated with you. And we will have a conference call next week from our working group. So my idea is to keep the working group updated of this document and other outcomes that this cross-community working group is doing. This is on one side about coordination. Then we, as I told you in the previous conference call, we are focusing now more in trying to define some more general concerns about the use of geographic and community names, which is how to define the community interest, what is public interest, and also in producing a document that has the two visions, the one that is towards the interest of the communities and towards the interest of the legal concerns. So this is more or less where we are now. Also, I would like to ask you, in all the work that this cross-community working group has been doing, have you reviewed the limitations or regulations that exist for the use of country and territory names at the national level? Because we would like to also explore that side of the national regulations and have perhaps group them into a document or something. But this is more or less more for the future, not for Buenos Aires. But perhaps you have some information in this regulation. So this is more or less what we plan to do from now on to Buenos Aires. And what I would like to do with the document is to revise it in detail and send a revised version with some marks to our working group and see if we can comment more than myself as a group and do some contributions if they are necessary to enhance the document.
Olga, thank you. I see we have a number of hands. So Carlos, and then Robin, please.
Carlos, we can't hear you.
I cannot hear Carlos.
Carlos, we're having trouble perhaps with your mute. I'll tell you what we'll do. Carlos, we'll sort you out in the background. Robin, please go ahead, and then Lars.
Hi, this is Robin. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Can do, Robin. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I just had a couple of questions for Olga. My stakeholder group is very interested in what they're working on in the GAC working group, and I understand it's looking like a database may be coming out of there. And so one of my questions is I'm wondering, what is there any type of criteria that one would need to supply in order to get a particular word into that database? How is that going to work?
I'm sorry, what database are you talking about? I don't know.
Okay, so I think it was the last call of this working group. I think it was you that was talking about with a database of geographic names. Am I wrong about that? Is there no database in the works?
Well, we have talked several different things in different versions of background documents. But I at the moment, we didn't have that idea in the draft document, because we came to the conclusion that it's extremely complex to build such a database or such a list. It's something that we talked about before, but honestly, after talking among countries, I mean, even from the governmental perspective, it's extremely complex. So we don't have that idea anymore. It could be good as a reference, but it's extremely complex to maintain and to build. So maybe this is to answer your question.
Yeah, no, that's very helpful, because I was under the impression that we would be seeing a database coming out of that working group of geographic terms. And so if that's not what's happening, that's very helpful to know.
Robin, if I may, if I remember well, you and your stakeholder group did comment on our last version of the document, and there was no reference of a database in that document.
Yeah, I heard it was very recent, so it would be subsequent to that. But it sounds like you're saying that's not the direction the working group is heading in now.
Maybe I had expressed myself in my poor English wrongly, but that's not the idea for the moment.
Okay.
Maybe in the future, but not
great.
The
okay, thank you. That answers my question then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks to you.
Yeah. Robin and Olga, thank you very much. Lars, and then Susan, please.
Thank you, Heather. This is Lars for the record. Olga, thank you very much for that interjection. It's very helpful. I was just wondering whether you're working, you mentioned two terms, community names and geographic names. I was just wondering whether in your group you're working on the definitional criteria for those two terms, because that would be something that would be very helpful for our work here, and it's something that we might be able to share and would certainly be very useful if there's some terms that we could all agree on. And I was just wondering where you are with that and how you see that working out. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. It's a very good question. What we realized is that there is a lack of definition, or at least there are different views of public interest, and that came up after all the comments that we received to our background document. So this is something that we want to explore. What does public interest means, and also we want to explore the meaning of geographic and other names for the communities. Yes, that's we will start now working on that. We are gathering all the information that it's around ICANN documents about public interest, and we want to we want to draft a new part of our background document. And yes, that's we want to explore this more community-based ideas and background. And I do agree with you that it could be a good complement. No, complement is not the right English word. This is my bad English. How do you say when something adds
complementary
value to the work of this cross-community working group? Yes, I agree with you. And I'll keep you updated about any news and any draft document that we prepare.
Yeah, Olga, thank you. Lars, I'm not sure that as I understood your question, that answered your question. Do you agree?
Well, I think it answered partially. I think what I gather is that, Olga, you don't have a definition yet on what exactly you mean by that, but it's something you're working on. Is that what you said?
Sorry, I didn't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'll go again. Just to paraphrase, I think what I gather from your answer is that your group as of yet has no definition for these terms yet, but it's something you're working on.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right? Okay.
And I keep the whole cross community working group updated as once we work a little bit further. How are we moving towards where?
Right. And are you starting a discussion also from the applicant guidebook? What do you have a basis yet from where you're starting from?
Well, that's an interesting comment. We have discussed this a lot among us. We have no idea how a new applicant guidebook will look like. And also at the beginning, we started by drafting new text, but honestly we found that may not have any value. It should be the time when a new draft applicant guidebook for round two comes to the light, the time for commenting. So this is why we want to work on all these definitions and different ideas. So I wouldn't say specifically talking about text for the applicant guidebook, but yes, having in mind some definitions and some background when the time comes to do some comments and contributions to this new round applicant guidebook, if it's the name that it will have.
Thank you, Olga.
Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Lars. This is Heather. Carlos, do we have you back? Your hand is up. I see your hand
is up. Yes. Time is. Can you hear me?
Susan,
can you hear me?
With the hand up. Yes, but before you, it's Susan. I see in the.
I'm trying to come back
ahead,
to Carlos.
Susan.
I lost Carlos's sound some time ago.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. So sorry.
And then I promise I won't forget Susan. And then no, Carlos, we lost you. If it's
Carlos, we lost you.
Yeah. Please go ahead, Carlos.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Olga, I think your comments and Lark's comments are very important. Before the applicant's guidebook, we had no definition. We had just a list. And then the applicant's, a list of country names, only country names. Then the applicant's guidebook jumped by 10 miles. And went all the way down to geography and geopolitics. So I beg you, when you go back to your GAC working group, I beg you to take a look at our middle ground definition. We are proposing in this paper a external definition. And please take the time to look at this definition and ask your colleagues if this definition covers their national considerations or not, at least in terms of their country names, not all the other names. I think this is very important for us. This is very important for our paper, that you take a look at this WIPO definition and discuss it for the country names, because right now we have new delegations in new scripts. We got last week Greece delegated with a two-letter code in Greek alphabet, which is not on that list, you know. So we have to set some rules and boundaries here. So please, please take a close look at our first definition in the definition list from your point of view and give us feedback, please. Thank you.
Okay, we will. Thank you for letting us know.
Thank you, Carlos. This is Heather. I'm picking up on Annabeth's comment in the chat. I think the intention is just to canvas some perspectives here on the definition rather than suggest that that's a definition that the group has agreed. It's certainly a work in progress. I've made the comment in our co-chair's poll that really is likely our next step, in my view, is talking about that definition. I'm conscious of our time. I'm conscious of the fact that Susan has had her virtual hand up for quite a while. Susan, please go ahead, and then I'll say a final word, and we'll end our call. Thank you.
Thank you. It was really just a very quick one. I just wanted to say thank you very much to Olga for her update, but apologies if I missed it, but I wondered if you could let us know what the status is of your paper in terms of are you expecting to have a further draft in time for Buenos Aires, or do you feel that this is something that there is more work to be done on and that that there perhaps won't be a further draft for some time, or indeed are you going down a different path now?
Thank you, Susan. We will update the document, adding all a summary of the legal concerns that were received in different comments in our comment period. So the document we have, as I said before, and I said in the previous call, the two visions, the one from the community and the one from the legal concerns and other stakeholder concerns. So that's the idea of the new document. It is not changing the previous part mainly, but it's adding other views.
Thank you. I'm sorry again, just because I've missed it, but is that something that you're expecting to have done by Buenos Aires, or will it be subsequent to that?
We hope to finish and present it during Buenos Aires meeting, and you're welcome to join us.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Susan, this is Heather. Susan, thank you. That was a very helpful clarification. Olga, thank you for your answers. Carlos, I suspect you have an old hand in light of the time. Any other business? We said we wanted to talk about the timing of the next meeting. What I suggest we do is we do that on the list in light of the fact that we're 7:03 here of my time, 3 minutes over. I would also like to pick up on a point. I'm not convinced that we've really dealt with this question of our interaction with the GAC working group. It seems to me that we would like to move beyond simply the GAC working group being kept up to date of our work. I think there's a question to be asked in Buenos Aires, perhaps when we're all face-to-face, which is how do we work, how do we achieve that interaction, not simply updates, but how do we achieve that interaction. With that, we'll talk about the timing of our next call.
Can I comment, Heather?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, and I agree with you that it shouldn't be only updating. I have tried, and I sent several emails to our working group and the whole GAC and see if other colleagues can join me in the calls and help me with the comments and also revising the documents. For the moment, and I don't think this is not having interest in this issue particularly, but it's a busy time for all of us. And there are a lot of documents to review about the ANA transition and other things. So I will raise this point again during Buenos Aires and our conference call. So maybe other colleagues can join us, and so we have more interaction.
That's helpful, Olga. Thank you very much. With that, Carlos, just to confirm, we are out of time, but is that an old hand? Checking. There we go. Yes, marvelous. Good. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. Thanks for your input. To summarize, we're going to have the options table on two-letter codes, and we're going to have comments on the introduction, and we'll make those to the best of our knowledge before, or the best of our ability before the next meeting and discuss them at the next meeting with a view to some sort of finalization in Buenos Aires. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye. Don't boil the kettle, Heather. Go on.
Exactly.
Bye.
Cheers. Have a good day,
Thank you very much for this, Lorenz. May now stop the recordings.